This episode of Church Media HQ is brought to you by our all-new 30-day free trial of our Church Media HQ premium services. So we can actually deliver a design, we can set up your website, we can offer a coaching call, and much more, all at no cost to you. And there's no risk, because we're actually, for the first time ever, we're not going to require you to give us a credit card number to try. So there's no credit card required for this trial. All you have to do is head over to churchmediahq.com and click start for free and sign up there and get started right away. I'm not kidding you when I tell you this, that it'll take less than 60 seconds for you to send us your first design request. And yes, we will deliver on that at no cost to you. So again, get started and learn more at churchmediahq.com. Start your free 30-day trial, no credit card required, at churchmediahq.com. Now, today's guest, he's really not a guest. He is no stranger to Church Media HQ. He is a regular contributor, and we're so glad to have him back with us today. It's Jeremy Linnentine, the outreach pastor at a church in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So let's get right to our conversation with Jeremy. But now let's take a minute to talk about if you want to start a logo or a branding project. Well, where is the starting point for that? And the starting point is pretty obviously going to be the logo. And the logo slash developing some sort of branding guide. Now, I'm not necessarily into these elaborate branding guides that you see out there. Like, you know, if you can look up, like, big companies have like these branding guides and bigger churches have them, and that's all good and well. I'm not talking about something big and elaborate like that. I'm talking about establishing just some, really, it comes down to about three basic elements. Like I said, the logo, the actual visual logo, the fonts, and the colors. Because those three things are going to, you know, for example, if I am going to develop a business card, well, I'm going to want to incorporate my logo, make sure I'm using the right colors and those fonts so that everything's cohesive. So when it comes to a branding project, anything like that, that's where you start. And if you've already got that, you know, if you've already got like kind of like a brand established, just make sure that you're communicating that to your designer when you're asking for stuff like this. So if you say, hey, we need a new communication card. Well, make sure you let them know, here's our church fonts and colors and our logo, so that they can incorporate that correctly. So with a branding project, that's where you're starting there. Anything else there about, you know, branding and logos and starting that kind of project?
I would just say, from my you deal with this because you're the one pushing it forward. So I'm on the church side. I'm the one requesting. And you're the one fulfilling the request. So I would just say, since we went through a major rebranding of our church logo, we did that last year during we tried to do a lot during COVID, which a lot of churches did. Mm-hmm. You know, if they were shut down, we might be shut down for a little bit, but we're not going to stop. And so we took the time to redo a lot of interior spaces. And with that, we redid the logo, and then I tried to make it prominent, you know, put it up in some steelworks and in a lot of different places, new signs outside, things like that. I guess for me, the thing that I would say is be patient, because it's going to take longer than you probably realize and probably than you want to take. But what I had to keep reminding myself through the process, and I worked with you through this whole process of, and the logo we have now, I really like. But you know, first off, no one can read your mind. Number one, right?
That's correct.
So try to help them out as much as possible. And I feel like I did a good job in this one, because you and me had talked so much about this, I wouldn't have realized. But I sent in like five or six different logos, you know, to you guys, saying, okay, I like this about this. I really like this. This is sort of what we're looking for with this, you know. And I believe it helped, because I think after three versions, we were there. Now, if that sounds crazy to you, I mean, you can go 10 versions deep if you're really, 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 really picky, or if you don't provide a lot of information up front. But I think that the biggest sin that you can commit if you're on the requesting side like I am is not providing enough or zero, little information to the person you're asking to design. You know, you just say, okay, well, you know, this is our big day, and I'm kind of looking for something that looks awesome. Mm-hmm. And that literally gives them no starting points. They might, in their mind, they might think this is a great direction. You're way over here. So if you can scour any pictures or anything that you can send to say, okay, something like this is what I'm looking for. So provide information to be patient because it takes longer. I mean, going through the whole relogoing process for us probably took 7 months. Mm-hmm. Some of that was I was delayed. Like I'd meet with people and show them, and I probably had too many people giving opinions. So that wasn't all on you guys, because sometimes it would take me 2 or 3 weeks to get back to you on, hey, can you tweak this or that? But what I kept reminding myself was, we're going to have this logo minimum 10 years. I felt like we probably shouldn't. We probably should refresh our logo like every 7. I don't know. You probably know a number that I don't know because you research this more than I do. But just knowing us and you forget about stuff and whatever else, minimum I was thinking we'll have this logo 10 years, maybe longer. The previous one was longer than that. I think the previous one was like 14, 15 years before we redid it or kind of tweaked it, not completely redid it. So I just had to keep reminding myself, like, yes, it's a tedious process, but number one, it's really important. And two, it's going to be really lasting. And this is what our community will know us by. Mm-hmm. So just shut up and be patient, you know? And yep. And I wanted to get it right. I could have done it in three. I feel like we could have done it in 3 months, but I really wanted to do it right. And I probably drug out the process longer than I should have, but I really like what we have. So I guess my advice would just be patient, provide a lot of information, and just keep reminding yourself of what the end goal. One thing interesting that you said, and I'll bring this up, I know this doesn't have anything to do with creating it, but you told me once you actually get a logo in, it's going to take you probably up to 2 years mm-hmm. to get that logo uniform throughout your entire ministry. And we're friends, so when you told me that, I was like, yeah, Luke, but I totally thought you were lying, man. I thought, I can do this in 6 months. Like, oh, yeah, okay, well, you haven't dealt with my church, though. We're better than, you know, whatever. But no, it does, because, man, the gospel track, because I'm sitting here with gospel tracks, I'm like, well, I don't want to throw away $1,200 worth of gospel tracks, so, like, we'll circulate them out, you know, or whatever, but then signage here. And sometimes I still turn the corner, I'm like, oh, that sign, you know?
Yep.
And then I had to get people, I had to finally just go and delete all the old ones out of Google Drive and then tell people, like text people, like, stop using this one. Yep. You're just refreshing. Stop it. We do have a new logo. So it did. It took all of, I think I beat you. It took me 20 months, but I only beat you by, you know, by four months.
Well, I'm sure
I'll find another one. So
Yeah. The experience I had to rebrand a pretty large church. Mm-hmm. And actually, I was in a really interesting position where basically somebody else designed the logo, so I didn't have to actually do that. Like, the work was actually already done in terms of, like, there was a new logo, but I took over the creative department there, and one of my first tasks was, well, I want to make sure this new brand gets implemented. I'm not kidding you. I mean, it probably took 2 years to do the bulk of it, like hey, most of it, but I still remember the day that the final kind of piece that was the old logo, which was, I believe it was actually the communication cards, because whoever was there before me had bulk ordered just, I'm not kidding you when I say, tens of thousands of these. And of course, the church, well, we don't want to. I mean, honestly, if I would 100% had my way, I would have burned them all
away. Yeah.
But of course, you know, it was like, no, we don't want to be wasteful, whatever. So I remember when it was like, oh, yep, we finally ran out of those cards and we ordered, and that kind of like completed the process. That was 5 years in. That took 5 years from the moment we started to implement the brand. So, I'm glad we took a moment there to kind of cover that branding process, and kind of, because as you're starting a project, you have to set your expectations properly. And knowing that, hey, this is, if you want it done right, it's going to take time. And so, because we're probably not going to spend too much more time talking about branding and logo specifically. So just know as you start that project that it is a process. It is going to take time. Even after you've got your logo designed and finalized, it's going to take time to implement that new brand.
Okay. Well, look, before you completely abandon this topic, let me just ask you then real quick, because maybe someone's sitting out there going like, how long has it been since my church? If you were recommending, okay, and I know you're going to recommend best case scenario, okay, but a church should, and I'm not talking about completely redo, you know, like if like completely abandoned, but a church should refresh or update their logo how often, do you think?
So if you're interested in getting started with working with a creative or a creative team, I want to invite you to give Church Media HQ a try and try out our premium services. Our team has been working with churches now for over 5 years, and we've really mastered the process in working with church leaders and pastors like yourself. And again, you can actually try our services completely free of charge for 30 days, and there's no credit card required. So not only is there no cost to you, there's no risk, because what we want is you to truly see that our team is a good fit for your church. So if you're interested in starting, and why wouldn't you be? I mean, there's really no risk, no cost to you at all. Just head over to churchmediahq.com, click start for free, and start your free trial. And in less than 60 seconds, you can actually get a started on your first on-demand design request, where we're going to actually deliver you a design based on the requirements that you send us. Get started for free, no credit card required, at churchmediahq.com. That's churchmediahq.com.
Okay, well, look, before you completely abandon this topic, let me just ask you then real quick, because maybe someone's sitting out there going like, how long has it been since my church? If you were recommending, okay, and I know you're going to recommend best case scenario, okay, but a church should, and I'm not talking about completely redo, you know, like completely abandon, but a church should refresh or update their logo how often, do you think?
Well, it's a very hard question to answer, but here is what I would say. So when I consider – you have to consider a lot of things. The first thing you have to consider is, if I take my logo as is and I go out and I Google – kind of pull up on Google Image, like, I don't know what search term would give you this, but like popular church logos or modern church logos or whatever, and I pull that up and I've got a listing there on Google Images of all these, you know, what, and you look at those and goes, yeah, those look kind of up, like they're up-to-date logos or whatever, and I take my logo and I put it beside them and it just doesn't fit, okay, something needs to happen. You know, something needs to be done to that logo. Now, this is why the initial branding process and designing or even redesigning a logo is so important, because you want to make sure that what you have, that the core of it can last for a long time. Like, really, really, it should last, in my opinion, to some extent, the core of your logo should endure the lifetime of your church, or at least the lifetime of your generation, if you will. You know, of course, you're going to die off, whatever, and who knows if your church is still around 100 years, you know, from now, who knows what they're going to do. But you know what I'm saying? Like, for your lifetime, if you will, your generation, your the core of it needs to remain the same. Now, that said, this is why getting it right kind of at the beginning is so important. If it's done right initially, it should be a logo that's easy to kind of adapt and refresh over time. Like, if you look at Apple, okay, so Apple's original logo is actually like this random picture of, like, I think it's like Isaac Newton sitting under a tree with an apple hitting him on the head. I'm not kidding you. That's the original Apple logo. But the one that we know is some version of what we have now, which is, you know, the apple, you know, with the bite out of it. And that they that was originally created in the 80s, I believe. And now it has taken on many different variations over the years. There was the colorful version, you know, with all the, like, kind of the rainbow color stripes or whatever. Then there was the more I guess they tried to make a little bit more 3D looking version that had the little glow behind it. And now the version that we have is basically just the flat, very simple icon Apple logo. And here's another thing I will say, and I didn't intend to dive this much into branding, but I think it's really good now that we're on it. Something in terms of to remember about a logo as far as where we are now in terms of branding trends, I suppose, is that we're getting to the point to where, like, what we're trying to do is we're trying to get the logo as simple and minimalistic as possible. Because, like, for example, to use Apple, keep using Apple as an example, if you say, well, what are Apple's, like we talked about colors, well, what are Apple's colors? And honestly, I'm like, I mean, white, you know, like white and black and gray. I mean, the Apple doesn't necessarily have set branding colors. What they do have, though, is a brand that pretty much works with any color spectrum and any color scheme.
Right. Some people don't have logo flexibility at all because it can't work with, like, if you have so many colors going on first, let's say you're a lighthouse church or whatever, you have a lighthouse, you have so many different colors, pronounced colors going on. Well, that's great. It might look good on that one logo, but what if you had to put it, does it look still look good in print? Does it look good if you have to put it on the back of something else? Because you really should have, your logo should be able to go into one color and still look good. And this is a problem that a lot of logos have. Maybe if you have a logo from the 80s or whatever else, can you turn your entire logo, let's say, just white, right? Or just black, and it look okay. And if you've got a bunch of colors going on, that looks great, but I guarantee you it's not as flexible as you would like it to be once you start putting your logo on a bunch of different things, which you should be doing. Anything you send out, any reminder on Facebook, any whatever, should have your logo on there somewhere as much as you possibly can. Because again, you want people to see that logo and know exactly what it is, just like they can do with the Apple or the Swish or the arches or whatever else. So
Exactly. So it all comes back to if that's the other thing. If your logo is ultra complicated right now, you need to redesign it. Because I remember your old logo, and that was the thing about it. It was a little bit, there was a lot going on in terms of, like, the logo. And so I really loved the direction that you gave our team, because what we wound up doing was not abandoning the original logo concept. It was just making the goal was really to simplify it. Was to make it more minimalistic, so that it could adapt, if you will, over the years. And so that's another thing I'll say. Like, if you're going to design a logo, I talk about colors. Don't get too hung up on colors. Like, your logo needs to exist and exist in a way that is actually good and in just black and white. So there's really a lot more that we could dive into there, but again, I think this does, if we come back to kind of the topic, is we're talking about where you can start these types of projects. And if you're going to start a branding or logo project, all of this is knowledge you need to have up front as you go into it, so you know what to expect. So that you know why, because here's something, if you ask a designer for, you know, hey, I want this logo, and you describe this overcomplicated, you know, too colorful, whatever logo that you want, and they kick back and say, that's a bad idea, listen to them. They know what they're talking about. Or likewise, vice versa, if you say, I want a logo, and a designer comes back with this, you know, like I said, overcomplicated, you know, too colorful, too much going on logo, then you've probably hired the wrong designer. They have an outdated style. And I see that happen from time to time. So you have to know what to expect as you head into, you know, a branding project. And when you're going to start one, you gotta understand this as you head into it, because it is no small undertaking. And what you don't want to do is find yourself right back in this position 1, 2, 3 years later, because you didn't get it right that time.
Right. And make sure you've counted the cost, because it's going to take you, you know, 4 to 7 months or whatever elite minimum. And also, are you willing to throw out all those giving envelopes and all those other, like, to really implement your brand and to really, when you roll it out, you don't want to roll it out and then people still see, like, oh, the only thing you've done is put it on the screen, but, like, everything else is still the same. And the hardest part, you said this, is getting it assimilated in print, because there's just so many things in print you don't realize that you had everywhere. And then the most expensive one will be your outdoor signage. Some of that's very expensive. Yep. You're talking about redoing an entire sign, like your street sign or whatever. And so you got to think about those things. But you really should, though, if it's been 15 years, and I mean, that sounds like a long time, but you can get there really easily if you just, you know, kind of got busy. You probably need to refresh, like you said, keeping those same elements the same. You don't want people to have to like completely relearn who you are all over again. Unless you're just trying to change your name and get away from like a bad reputation or something. But anyways, that's, yeah. So anyways, not down that road that I took us down 20 minutes later, but yeah.
No, honestly, I think, again, because this kind of section here, if you will, was all about, it's all about like helping you start a project. And a logo is important. Your brand is important. And again, this is all stuff, if you're going to start it, you need to be prepared for this journey, if you will. And so that kind of brings us, though, to kind of piggybacking off of branding, because it's definitely similar, is your website. Thanks again for joining us for this episode. Now, I do hope that if you haven't yet, you'll subscribe. We're available on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts. I do want to remind you just one more time about our free 30-day trial of Church Media HQ. This is where you can try our services, including on-demand design, website setup, coaching, and more at no cost to you. And there's no credit card required. All you got to do is head over to churchmediahq.com, click start for free, and start your free 30-day trial today. No credit card required. Get started at churchmediahq.com. Well, Church Media HQ is a production of the Must Increase Network. The show is edited and produced by Bo Snyder. Content contributor for today was Jeremy Linnentine. The executive producer and creator of Church Media HQ is myself, Luke Clayton. And until next time, I want to encourage you, it's time for your church to try something new, because you know that it is so much better to fail at trying the incredible than it is to succeed at doing just the average. We'll see you next time right here on Church Media HQ.